Woe was to get him to stop, but...
That's when he was plowing. What if you were riding a horse, what would you say to him to get him started?
Get up. Giddy up.
What about if you were moving along and wanted him to go faster?
You'd spur them, don't you?
You would you ever say anything to them?
I don't know.
Do you ride horses?
No.
Do y'all have some now?
We've got one. I don't ride him.
What about if you wanted to stop?
You say whoa there, don't you?
Okay. What about if when you're feeding your, if you're out feeding your pigs, would there be anything that you would say to them, call to them to get them to come before you're going to feed them?
Suey, you can get the girl off the farm and you can't quite get all of it out of her, but I don't remember in calling the hog.
When you had them there and you were feeding them, did you ever hear people kind of talk to them while they were feeding them?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. That calling chickens similar to that. Yeah.
How would you call your chickens?
You call them chick, I think, Come on, chick.
Would you say anything to them to scatter them?
I guess they'd shoo the chickens.
When you were, what about hogs?
I don't remember.
Okay. What about if you were milking a cow? Was there anything that you would say to her to get her to move a leg back?
I need my mother here. I don't remember.
Saw? You ever heard that?
So? Or saw, yeah. Maybe so. Does that make them move the...
Beg your pardon?
Did that make them move the leg back? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. What about, I don't guess you know any calls of sheep.
No, I don't know about sheep.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if you were going to get your horse ready to go somewhere, you were going to have to... maybe you're going to use a wagon or a buggy. You say you're going to do what to the horse?
Hitch the horse, I think.
Anything else you might say?
Harness the horse.
Right. When you're driving, when you're plowing with animals, those things that you hold in your hand to guide him with, what would you call those?
Harness? No, that's not the harness.
Yeah, those kind of long things that come back at you. Well, let's say
the strap. I know it's the leather strap. I don't remember what it's called.
Okay, what about if you were riding a horse? The things that you guide him with that you hold in your hand.
What is the reins? Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Talking about plowing. Have you ever heard of those things called lines?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I guess I have.
And you would call
plow lines. Yes.
Sure. Okay. And the things when you're riding a horse that you put your feet in, you call those?
Stirrups.
All right. You ever heard of, if you had a horse hitched to a wagon, a horse on one particular side, if you had several horses, call him the lead horse? That, you ever recall hearing that expression? Lead horse?
I've heard of a lead horse, but I don't know if he were hitched to a wagon or in a parade or just
okay. All right. What about this expression? Say if something, if you're telling somebody where something is, you might say, well, it's not far, it's just a...
Down the road a piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or let's say if you've been traveling and you've not yet finished your journey, you say, well, we still have a... To go.
A little piece to go. It's the same there, I think.
Okay.
A little way to go, too.
A little way to go.
Yeah.